It's time for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's game can be streamed free online at mscsports.net or on our free mobile app. Download the MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. And now, with the play-by-play coverage, here is Justin Flew.
And a good Tuesday afternoon, everyone. Wade Gershner with you on the Silver Lake Channel and on the radio, 96.9 The Pulse, as the Rossville girls gave the one seed Ellenwood all they could handle a little while ago. Brandon Tabman with the call from the Tony Event Center here in Salina. Rossville come up just a bit short, 55-48. Riley Dick with 31 points, but it wasn't quite enough. And now another Big East League team is here in Salina. It's the Silver Lake boys. They're the number 5 seed. They're 20-6. They've won 5 in a row since their last loss, taking on Holcomb, the number 4 seed in this tournament, 21-5. They went 8-4 in the Greater West Athletic Conference. They've won 4 in a row. They started year 10-0. It's the 14th state appearance all time for Holcomb. It's the 10th state tournament appearance for Silver Lake. Silver Lake's won one state title back in 1981 in Class 3A. Holcomb's won 4 titles, the 2A title in 86, the 92 3A title. They won the 4A Division II title both in 2015 and 2017. They're making their first trip to state since 2018. Silver Lake at state for the second consecutive year. And then the girls will play tomorrow night for Silver Lake in Emporia, which will have a 96.9 The Pulse at 6 o'clock against the Heston Lady Swathers. We're going to take a 2.5-minute timeout. We come back, we'll tell you more about the two teams. It's Holcomb and Silver Lake state quarterfinals in Class 3A action from Salina on Silver Lake Channel at 96.9 The Pulse.
Do you have any idea how much it costs you to have your money managed? Hidden fees can eat away at your savings. Our advisors provide clear insights into your investment costs. Take control of your financial future. Discover how much you've really been paying for your money to be invested. Visit bobschwartzfinancial.com for a free analysis. Offices in Silver Lake and Victoria. Serving Kansans for over 45 years.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
On our studio engineer, Megan Sturton, Wade Gershner with you, along with Liam Gershner and Haven Krentz running our camera with the Silver Lake Channel. Glad you tune in tonight, this afternoon, on 96.9 The Pulse. Let's update you in this 3A boys bracket. Wichita Collegiate, number one seed, will play in Wichita Friends University tonight at 8 o'clock against the 8 seed Wellsville, who won the 3A state championship just 2 years ago. Of course, Silver Lake Holcomb coming up in a moment here on 96.9 The Pulse in the Silver Lake Channel. Heston, the defending 3A state champs, the 2 seed, will take on the 7 seed Scott City in Wichita Friends University tonight at 6. Burlington already knocked off Heritage Christian. Heritage Christian going to state for the first time ever in boys basketball. They lost today to Burlington 59-44. So Burlington moves on to the semifinals, which will take place Thursday at the Sports Arena in Hutchinson. Class 2A girls, Ellenwood beats Rossville 55-48. Riley Dick 31 in a losing cause. Eureka wins 51-45 over Oakley. Mound Ridge Valley Heights later tonight on 92.1 KMZA, our sister station. Pittsburgh Colgan will take on Sacred Heart in the other girls 2A quarterfinal. Class 4A girls quarterfinals, Wellington against Concordia at 4 o'clock today, from Wichita at Friends University. Hayden, Topeka Hayden at White Auditorium Emporia against Andale at 6 o'clock. Rock Creek, the 2-seed, only team to beat the Silver Lake girls at Salina here tonight at 8 o'clock against Chapman. And Eudora lost to Bishop Miege earlier today. Miege winning 61-48 in 4A girls state basketball. Class 5A state boys basketball, Shawnee Heights will play later tonight against Cape Mount Carmel at 6 o'clock. Seaman, the 5-seed, will play the 4-seed Mays South at 8 o'clock tonight at Cokery in Wichita. And then Topeka West will take on Piper tonight in Emporia, Wide Auditorium, at 8 p.m. And then Class 1A Division 2 boys, Axtell moving up to 26-1 on the year. They win over Hutch Central 68-44. Hanover will take on Deerfield tonight at Kansas Wesleyan University here in Salina. Class 6A girls later tonight, Topeka, the 7th seed, against Derby, the 2 seed, at Cookery in Wichita. That's actually starting a little bit at 4 o'clock. And a big upset, Wichita Heights, number one team, undefeated in 6A girls, lost to the 8th seed, Blue Valley Northwest, 49-48. Wichita East winning earlier today, 55-45. So it'll be Blue Valley Northwest and Wichita East in the girls' state semifinal from Wichita State University on Thursday at 2 o'clock from Coke Arena. Holcomb comes into this game 21-5, the 4-seed in this 3A state tournament, averaging 65 points a game, giving up 47. Silver Lake averaging 65 a game, giving up 52. The Eagles 20-6. Their losses, three of them to state qualifiers, Heston in 3A, Rock Creek in 4A, Rossville in 2A, and their others to sub-state finalists, Hiawatha and Hayden, and the other to Paola, who was a very good team, was ranked at 4A at the time. Holcomb's also played some really good competition, 21-5. They have two losses to Ulysses, and they have a loss to Heston, the number two team in the state, by 13. They lost to number four and 4A Hugoton twice, but both games were very close, 3-point and 6-point decisions. It's Holcomb and Beloit. Starting lineups coming up in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle. Your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, Gershon, back with you on the Silver Lake Channel and 96.9 The Pole. Silver Lake Eagle boys, the number 5 seed, 20-6. It's great for the second straight year, taking on the Holcomb Longhorns, the number 4 seed at 21-5. Let's give you the starting lineups. First for Silver Lake, their head coach Shannon Krueger, second stint as a head coach at Silver Lake. Silver Lake alum, Washburn Hall of Famer, Silver Lake Hall of Famer, third year in his second stint, 55-20. Brock LaRue and Lauren Ziegler, assistant coaches, 10th state appearance for Silver Lake in boys basketball history. The lineup is the normal five, brought to you by Mammoth Sports Construction. Camden Krueger, 6'3", junior guard forward, averaging 9 points, 2.7 rebounds, been double figures 11 times this year, and he has hit 46 threes, including a career-high 6 against Sabeth on the sub-state semis. Dane Johnson, shooting 56% from the floor, starts a 6'3", senior forward, all-leaguer, all-stater, all-time leading scorer at Silver Lake, with 1,682 points, all-time leading rebounder, over 600 in his career, averaging 24.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, 2.8 assists, and 2 steals. That leads the team in every category. And he's also shooting 74% from the line. Hunter Rooks, the point guard, a 5'9 junior. He's at 22 threes on the year, averaging just under 6 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 2.5 assists per game. Grady Bergman, 6'3 senior forward, coming off a monster game against Fairleigh Compton in a sub-state championship that Silver Lake won, 66-34. Bergman has 17 points and 15 rebounds, both career highs. He's now averaging 6.7 points, 5.5 rebounds, and he has been double figures 5 times this year. Leads the team shooting 56% from the floor. Rounding out the starting five for Silver Lake, Joel Miller, a 6-foot senior guard. He's averaging just under 6 points a game, 2 rebounds. He's at 35 threes on the year. So it's Camden Krueger, Dane Johnson, Hunter Rooks, Grady Bergman, Joel Miller, starting 5-4, Silver Lake, 3 seniors and 2 juniors in the starting lineup. The Eagles coming out that sub-state championship blowout win over Fairleigh Compton, the 3 seed, 66-34. Used a 12-0 run in the first quarter and never looked back. Johnson had 20, Bergman 17, and 15 rebounds. 9 of those were offensive boards. Fairleigh Compton shot just 33% from the line, and Silver Lake out-rebounded the cause, 41-16. Had 20 offensive rebounds, 9 by Bergman alone, and the Eagles didn't shoot the 3 well, 5 of 20, but still won by 32, committed just 7 turnovers. Welcome their head coach, Chad Novak, in his 15th year. He has 2 state titles as head coach. His dad, Dave, has the other 2 state championships as head coach of Holcomb. When he was there from 81 to 98, won titles in 86 and 92. Chad Novak won them in 15 and 17 in 4A Division II here at Holcomb. Trevor Stapp, the assistant. Holcomb 21-5, 8-4 in the GWAC. And their starting lineup for Holcomb, it's Austin Sullivan, a 5'10 senior guard, averaging 6.5 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3 assists. Freddie Dennison, a 5'10 junior point guard, averaging 15 points, 4 rebounds, 2.5 assists. First team all-leaguer. Luke Tyne is a 6'3 junior forward, averaging 4 points and 4 rebounds. Corbin Johnson, a 5'11 junior guard, averaging 8 points, 3.5 rebounds. Second team all-leaguer, 4-year starter for Holcomb. And Aiden Brown, a 6'3 senior forward, who can score inside, outside, loves to shoot the 3. He's averaging 14.5 points, 4.5 rebounds, and 1.5 assists per game. So it's Aiden Brown, Corbin Johnson, Luke Tyne, Brody Dennison, and Austin Sullivan, the starting 5. For Holcomb, a team that really likes to shoot the 3-pointer. We'll talk about the keys to victory when we return after this timeout. Here on 96.9, the Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got there on the camera there. Yeah, Wade Gerstner with you as we are getting ready for the start of this ball game between Silver Lake and Holcomb. Waiting on our camera operator to get up here. Haven is way down there. The band just arrived, so they're running late. And I just see Haven now with band equipment. So we'll have to run the camera. And they're waiting, I think, on everybody to get caught up because it's not technically 4 o'clock yet. And they're not supposed to start the games before 4 o'clock or any of the set times. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are underway. Holcomb in the white with the black numerals outlined in the orange, the black trim, Silver Lake in the maroon with the gold numerals and lettering outlined in the gold. And Holcomb wins the jump ball, but then they turn over on the near side, an early turnover for Holcomb. The Longhorns, their 14th state tournament appearance, 21-10 is their state record all time. Four state championships, one state runner-up. Silver Lake has won one state title back in 81. Grady Bergman to Dane Johnson. Silver Lake with the ball moving to our right. Dane spins, turns at the foul line, kicks it into the corner. It goes to Kruger. Here's Dane Johnson spinning in the lane, turns, fadeaway, up and short. Rebounded there by Brody Dennison. Holcomb will shoot a lot of three-pointers. They are the higher seed, so they're the home team on the scoreboard. They are in the white jerseys. And Silver Lake playing man-to-man. Driving, putting up the banker, and scoring is Dennison, who leads the team at just under 15 a game. So 2-0, Holcomb with the early advantage in this first-round state tournament game, the state quarters in Class 3A boys. Burlington already moving on to the state semifinals, the 3-seed over Heritage Christian, the 6-seed earlier today. Bergman coming off the monster double-double against Fairleigh Compton. Out front, Joel Miller. Miller puts it on the floor to the left elbow. Looks over to Rooks. Rooks inside for Dane Johnson, being denied there by Corbin Johnson. Bergman puts it on the floor, steps in, a little bit of contact, no call. Bergman can't get the fall as it rolls off the rim as he was defended there by Aiden Brown. Nobody picking up the three-point shooter, which is Sullivan near wing, and he drills the three. Silver Lake was had a tough time getting back defensively, and nobody picked up Sullivan, and he hits the three-pointer. Here's Johnson on the baseline. So the Sullivan twin brothers both starting. Kruger at three, in and out from the near side, and it's rebounded there by Brown. Here come the Longhorns moving to our left. Bounce pass to the trailer. Brown, a little bit out of control. He misses the scoop. The ball tipped out. It's loose. Diving for it is Rooks. Also on the floor are the Longhorns. Jump ball, and the arrow goes to Silver Lake. Haven Krentz running our camera. Liam Gershring running our scoreboard for the Silver Lake channel and our graphics. Luke Tyne into the ball game for Holcomb. Early substitution 2 minutes into this one. Hunter Rooks zips it over to Kruger. Johnson turns and faces baseline. Now he has his back to the basket. Posting up, turns off the dribble, and scores. Dane Johnson able to get to his spot. 1,684 points in his career. And it's 5-2 Holcomb. Pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Rooks. Well, Dane last year in this state tournament was absolutely fantastic. Silver Lake knocked off the higher seed Lakin, who is also from the Greater Western Athletic Conference, as Holcomb is. And then they lost to Goodland, who's also from that conference, in the semis, and then beat Galena for third a year ago in Hutch. We are at the Tony Events Center here in Salina, the new format this year in the state, as a jumper missing by Brown and rebounded by Dane Johnson. 5:33 to play in the first quarter, 5-2 in favor of Holcomb. Longhorns have played two opponents in Silver Lake's play, two common opponents. Silver Lake blew out Riley County twice. Holcomb beat Riley County by 10. Silver Lake lost to Heston by 16. Holcomb lost to Heston by 13. The two common opponents. Heston is in this 3A state tournament, defending state champ. They are the 2-seed, 24-2. Collegiate the 1-seed. Rooks lobs it to Bergman. Bergman at the foul line, doesn't take the shot. Kruger into the paint, puts up the off-balance runner, doesn't go. Ball hit out of bounds, and it's last touched by Bergman and Silver Lake on the baseline to our right. Seven different sites hosting state quarterfinals today and tomorrow. Some sites have as many as five games. Some sites have as few as two. Silver Lake girls will be in Emporia tomorrow night. We'll have it for you on 96.9 The Pulse and also Silver Lake Channel as the Lady Eagles number 2 seed at 25-1 will take on Heston, a team they beat early in the year by 18 at the Rock Creek tournament, but that will not be an easy game at all. Heston's much improved. Driving and flipping up, missing is Denniston. Challenged there by Kruger. And Dane Johnson, yet another rebound, the all-time leading rebounder in Silver Lake school history, and of course the all-time leading scorer, passing the great Long Kruger in the first round of Substate against Marianta last week. Of course, we'll have the Rossville boys. They'll be in action coming up tomorrow, along with the St. Mary's boys here on 96.9 The Pulse. Kruger slips and falls, catches the the pass, though, as he gets up off the hardwood. Now Bergman turns and dislodges the defender and scores on a little floater. Grady Bergman with his first two, and it's 5-4 Holcomb. Three on the way, top of the circle. Denniston rolls out. Ball last touched by Bergman on the baseline to our left. Jason Krause in for the first time. Drew Womack coming in. Camden Krueger checks out. And Grady Bergman gets a breather. Regular rotation for Silver Lake. Usually see a little bit from Mason Van Vaster and perhaps a few others. Inbound. Sullivan gets it right back. Throws it up and I think lost on the way up. Miller with the loose change. 5-4 Holcomb with the lead. Dane Johnson brings up the floor. Picked up by Luke Tyne. Tyne guarding man-to-man. Dane, a little crossover into the paint, into the corner. Three up and away, and Krause is a bit strong with it. Jason Krause, who's hit 27 threes on the year. Back the other way, the Longhorns with the pumpkin. Moving to our left, pump fake, stepping in Sullivan. Nice dish underneath, kick out in the corner. Wide open three by Tyne. That one missed everything, rebounded by Rooks. Here come the Eagles. Pass ahead, beating everybody down the floor is Womack. Womack goes up strong and scores! Counted and a foul for Drew Womack, and the Eagles have their first lead of this state quarterfinal. Fouls on Cooper Krantz, who just checked in the ball game for Holcomb. That's the first foul of the game, and we played 4.5 minutes. Silver Lake now has the lead. Drew Womack to the line for the traditional three-point opportunity. Drew averaging 3.5 points, 3.5 rebounds a game, double figures twice this year, 10 against Centralia, 13 points against Sabetha in that double overtime win earlier this year. Silver Lake is 3-0 in overtime this season. They're 2-0 in double overtime. Wins over Sabetha St. Mary's, beat Burlington in overtime at the Burlington Invitational on the backside of that bracket in that tournament in January. As Womack hits the free throw, he has three. 7-5, Silver Lake. A 7-0 run. Cooper Cranston, into the corner it goes to Brown, who is a kid that likes to shoot in or outside. Might have carried it, got away with it, flips it up, and the floater good. Brown averages 14.5 a game. He scores. We're tied at 7. Quickly down the floor to our right. Silver Lake in the maroon uniforms with the gold numerals and lettering with the Eagles printed on the front of their chest in gold. Here is Womack. Spins to his left. Scoops with the left. And counted and another chance for three for the southpaw, the lefty, the senior, Drew Womack. Drew with 5 points already, exceeding his point per game average. 2:50 to play first quarter in this 3A state quarterfinal from Tony Event Center in Salina. A foul was on Cranston. That's his second. And the free throw, Womack, he splashes it. The 2 3-point plays for Drew Womack. Now Silver Lake showing a little trap. Sullivan into the left corner to Austin Sullivan from his twin brother, which is Brady, and Austin misses the three. Up high for the rebound is Camden Krueger. Quickly ahead it goes to Dane Johnson. Dane has the ball far wing extended here at Kurt Budke Court in Salina, hosted by City of Salina, Salina Parks and Recreation. Drew Womack at the high post. Sends back to his right. Now throws it over the head of Krause, who was cutting in, and I think Womack thought he was going to stay in the corner. Miscommunication and a turnover for Silver Lake, their first of the game. The Eagles committing just under 10 turnovers a game. They had only 7 in the win over Perry LeConte, the substate final up at Sabetha on Friday. Far sideline, Austin Sullivan back to his twin brother Brady. They're both seniors. Posting up is Brown. Off the dribble, pass into the wing. It goes to Denniston. Silver Lake playing a zone for the first time tonight. Posting. This is Johnson, wraparound pass, and he threw it wide of the target, Sullivan, and the third turnover for Holcomb. Holcomb has been to state 14 times, the first trip since 2018. They're 4-1 in state title games, 4 state championships. They've placed in the top 4 8 times, 3rd in 87 and 91, 4th in 88. State runner-up to Hayden in 2018 in 4A D2, won it all in 15 and 17 in 4A D2, and won it all in 2A in 86 and 3A in 92. Here's Krueger, one-on-one, flips it to Bergman. Bergman, might have traveled, no call, and he steps in, and his floater good again. Bergman with 4, and Silver Lake has a 12-7 lead. Timeout on the floor, called by Holcomb. We'll take a 30-second timeout, back at 30 on 96.9 The Pulse from the Silver Lake Channel.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I'm a student engineer, Megan Thurton, Wade Gerstner with you on 96.9, the Pulse on the Silver Lake Channel, along with Liam Gerstner and Haven Krentz, two of our Silver Lake students helping us with the stream that they've done all year long. Also, Parker Spillman's helped us out many times this year with home games running the camera. We're glad you're with us. First round of 3A Boys State Tournament. State quarterfinal. Holcomb call a timeout. Brown a three, and he hits it off the screen. A set play out of the timeout, and Holcomb able to hit it. Now Kruger off balance, but bailed out on the foul by Brady Sullivan. Good drive to the hoop by Kruger, but he got too far underneath the bucket, but the official with the whistle bailed out Camden there. That's the first made three for Holcomb. They will shoot a lot of threes. 12-10, Silver Lake with the lead. They're down 5-0, went on a 7-0 run, take a 7-5 lead. Kruger missing the first free throw. Camden, a 60% foul shooter. Shannon Kruger, the head coach, of course, Camden's dad, he said, you know, Skyner Port and Holcomb, they play hard, pressure man defense. They take a bunch of charges. They're similar in us in height as Camden Kruger misses both free throws, Holcomb the rebound. They have many scorers and shooters. We've got to handle their pressure, no wide open threes, get the long missed 3-point shot rebounds because they like to get the offensive rebound and kick out and get open threes off those offensive boards on the long misses. Inside Brown, and he scores again. He's one of their best players. He has 7. And it is 12-12. We're tied. 5-0 run by Holcomb. Kruger flashing into the paint. Catches it. Backs down the defender, Tyne. Kruger, bounce pass to Kraus. Tipped and out of bounds. That should, wow, that's, no. That looked like that was off Denison from my viewpoint. But we are way at the top of the Tony Event Center. Best place for us to have the camera and film for you here. So a turnover on the Eagles. Their second. Another key Coach Kruger told me today is get offensive rebounds and stick backs. Got to be aggressive. Get it into Dane and Grady in the post. And we got a dribble drive. We got to attack their defense, their man-to-man. So we'll see how that all works. Here's Brown. His pass kick, but they don't blow the whistle. Let him play onward. Holcomb has it, and they can hold for the final shot of this first quarter. 12-12 tie. Two teams that are evenly matched on paper, and we are even Steven. Deadlocked at 12 in the first period. 7 seconds on the clock. No shot clock postseason play. Pass underneath is picked off by Rooks. Rooks gets it to Dane. Dane goes all the way, gets it off in time, but he can't finish because he had to rush it just a little bit. And that's the end of the first quarter. 12-12 tie. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse in the Silver Lake Channel.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. We start the second quarter. You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Holcomb with the ball on a 12-12 tie. We start the second quarter. Brown backing down. Bergman muscles it up. Can't finish. And rebounded up high with Dane Johnson snatching the rebound. Continues to add to his all-time rebound total at Silver Lake in school history. 7:35 to go, first half. Bergman in the far corner for Silver Lake, moving to our right. Miller has it. He's hit 35 threes on the year. Silver Lake, as a team, hit 170 triples. about 6.5 per game. So far today, they have not made a three. Johnson into the near corner to Kruger, posting his Bergman. Bergman turns, gives it to the cutter Johnson. He goes up strong and lays it in. Dane Johnson on the pass from Bergman. Dane with four, and it's 14-12 Silver Lake. 7:05 to go. Second quarter. Stepping through. Nice drive, but a bit of a bump there. Luke Tyne, they will split two Silver Lake defenders. And the foul is on, I think, Dane. It is on Dane Johnson. That is his first and the first foul of the ballgame against Silver Lake. Just three fouls on Holcomb in the first quarter, but two of them against Cooper Cranston coming off the bench. Lob all the way out front. Between the ovals, it goes to Denniston, averaging 14.8 a game. First team all-leaguer in the G-WAC. Now Brown catches high post, turns and faces. This is Blake Mader in for the first time. They play a little three-guard weave action up top. Denniston, a threat to shoot it. Kicks it to Johnson, open, three, wing, back iron, no. Good box out on the shooter, Joel Miller. How many times do you see a defender just leak the other way and not box out, and somebody get a long offensive rebound? Dane Johnson, tight ropes to the near sideline in front of the Holcomb bench to our right. Holcomb in the white uniforms playing man-to-man. Silver Lake in the maroon. They have the basketball and a two-point lead. Once again, no shot clock this year in 3A postseason play. That will change next year. You can take as much time as you want. Camden Kruger posting is Dane on the baseline. One-on-one against Brady Sullivan. Dane says, I'm going to take him. He turns, shoots, and misses off the back iron. Up high for the rebound is Brown. He clears it. Ahead to Denniston. Denniston finds Johnson. Back to Denniston. Excuse me, that's Brown. He scoops all the way to the hoop and misses. A little bit too much momentum going to the hoop. Rebounded by Miller. Pass ahead to Kruger. Gambit spins, turns, and with the left hand misses everything. Hit the side of the backboard, it appeared. 5:45 to play, first half. 14-12, Silver Lake leading Holcomb. Holcomb had to travel 205 miles to this site. Silver Lake about 105. Even though Holcomb's a higher seed, as a three missing by Denniston. He's upset with himself. He had a good look. And the Eagles clear the glass. Not a lot of second chance opportunities for either team so far. Dane plays it out front to Bergman, has it top of the circle. To the near side, it goes to Dane Johnson. Dane with a left hand dribble, angles left, brings it back to his right hand, surveys the defense, now backs all the way out between the rings. 5:15 to play, first half, Silver Lake 14, Holcomb 12. Winner will get either Wichita Collegiate or Wellsville in the semis on Thursday in Hutchinson Sports Arena. Dane, nice job to come meet the pass on the entry by Miller. Dane backing out the defender, steps through, leans in, and can't finish. He normally makes that, little leaner, pass ahead, threading the needle, a great look by Brown. Left hand layup is good by Austin Sullivan, and we're tied at 14. Holcomb sometimes will use some full-court man-to-man pressure. I haven't shown that yet tonight, just half-court man-to-man. Silver Lake showed that extended pressure a couple of times with the 1-2-2 pressure into a zone, and now Miller had it ripped away from him as he held the ball in front and knocked away by Denniston, who forces the steal, and then all that Miller could do is foul, which is a good foul. That would have been a layup the other way for Denniston, as there was nobody in front of him. Silver Lake with their third turnover. Holcomb also with three turnovers. Holcomb's best wins this year, they beat Scott City twice. They're the number 7 seed in the 3A state tournament. They pulled off a little bit of a surprise beating Beloit in the sub-state finals as a jump ball. Good job by Mason Van Vactor, who comes in the sophomore and missed the first 8 games of the year. That gives him some energy and spark off the bench, and he does that here. Reaches in, ties up to Holcomb ball handler. Jump ball, and the arrow goes to Silver Lake. 14-14 tie, 4:15 to play in this first half. From the Tony Event Center here in Salina, one of 7 sites hosting quarterfinal games. Pump fake, Rogue Mac scores. He has a great position down low, and True Womack has 8 points. He averages 3.5 coming in. 4 minutes to go in this first half. Blake Mader puts on the floor a couple of bounces of the rock. They reverse it to the near side. In the corner, this is Sullivan. He drives, probing baseline. Nothing there. Zips it out front. Going to work is Denniston. Far corner, this is Tyne. Tyne plays it to Denniston. He rises and fires from way downtown, leaves it short. Good rebound by Mader. Track that offensive rebound. That's those long misses Coach Kruger was talking about from three. Got to be able to box out on those long three-point attempts. Mader pump fake, steps in, stops and pops from 15. He off the heel, no. Dane Johnson elevates and secures the rebound for Silver Lake. 16-14 Eagles. Johnson, little stutter step, into the corner, goes across, the sophomore, plays it out front. Between the rings, this is Hunter Rooks. Krause can't get off the three. Good closeout by Mader. Krause goes all the way, lays it up, and misses off the goal with the offhand. Tough angle. Unable to convert from point-blank range. Was contested, though, and now Denniston is fouled. A blocking foul called on Mason Van Vactor, who hit the deck. Mason with the personal. That is his first, and the third team foul on Silver Lake. No fouls yet on Holcomb in this second quarter. Holcomb scored the first 5 points of the game. Silver Lake the next seven. Been tight pretty much all the way. 16-14. Here's Johnson. Brings it back out. Aiden Brown, who has 7 points already for Holcomb, averages 14.5. Gives it to Johnson. Johnson, kick. They swing it. Left side. Rising and firing the three. Missing back iron, but a great offensive rebound by Tyne as Brady Sullivan missed the open three. He gets it back on the near wing. Diagonal pass far side. Now into the post. Turning. Pump fake, drop step, Brown misses, rebound to Womack, who has been absolutely fantastic so far. He hits the hardwood, he's fouled. Loose ball foul called on Sullivan, and that is his second. Brady Sullivan with two fouls, Cooper Cranston with two, for Holcomb. Substitutions. For Holcomb. We'll reset the lineup for here in a moment. Van Vactor, Johnson, Kruger out there along with Womack and Krause for Silver Lake. Dane has it far wing extended. Posting is Womack. Womack goes baseline. Nothing doing. Needs some help. Guy leans in, throws up a tough reverse and misses. He was bottled up down underneath the bucket. Kind of got too far underneath and had nowhere to go with it. Pump fake by Austin Sullivan, a senior guard. Another pump fake by Tyne off the dribble. Kicks in the corner. Wide open. Shooting the three and missing is Johnson. Ball tipped around. Another offensive rebound for Holcomb. And now a whistle and a timeout called by Holcomb at the 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds here on the 96.9 The Pulse in the Silver Lake Channel.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back, Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Trent with you on the Silver Lake Channel 96.9. The Pulse, Holcomb running their second 30-second timeout. Silver Lake 16, Holcomb 15, 1:51 to play in the first half here from Salina. 3A boys state quarterfinal. Aiden Brown, Hugh Tyne, who comes off the bench. Now back to Brown. Brown steps in, flips it to the cutting Johnson. He gathers himself. Had it knocked away from behind by Kruger. Then Miller is fouled by the Longhorns. That is on Austin Sullivan. That's his first. Second team foul on Holcomb. You're listening to John Communications, JB and Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by John Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner with you here, and we appreciate our studio engineer back in the studios in Hiawatha. Make it certain. Got a lot of games for you on 96.9 The Pulse today and tomorrow. Here is Johnson. He leans in and is fouled by Johnson. That's Corbin Johnson of Holcomb with a foul. His first 13th foul. Roscoe girls lost earlier today. Gave the number one seed all they could handle. A 4-point game with a minute to go. Roscoe lost 55-48 in the interseason 15-11. Riley Dick at 31 in defeat. It's Dane Johnson to the line and he rattles in the first free throw. The Roscoe boys will be in action coming up tomorrow as they will take on Breen Academy and Wichita Friends University. That will be on 96.9 The Pulse. And also tomorrow, 2A boys, St. Mary's, will take on TMP here from the Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina at 2 o'clock. That game also will be on 96.9 The Pulse. And the Silver Lake girls tomorrow night at 6. So we got games at 2, 4, and 6. Dane Johnson hits both free throws. He has 6 points. 18-14, the three halfway down and out. Good look for Denniston, and then ball. Bergman had it, couldn't hang on to it, loses it out of bounds. The Rossville girls, Silver Lake boys today on 96.9 The Pulse. The Axtell boys won earlier today, 68-44 in 1A Division 2 over Hutch Central Christian. And the Valley Heights girls coming up at 6 o'clock here from Salina on 92.1 KMZA. Pass inside Brown, ill-advised pass deflected by Johnson, and the Eagles come away, forcing the turnover. Dane trying to post, and Krieger forced it in. He gets it right back on the deflection, and now trying to force it, Dane is Bergman. And boy, Silver Lake dodged turnovers on back-to-back passes. Bergman now posting, faces on the baseline, leans in, and an offensive foul called on Bergman. Side number taking the charge is Corbin Johnson. And for Grady Bergman, that's his first personal. And Coach Krieger said that when you watch the film of Holcomb, they take a lot of charges. They do a good job of moving their feet. Silver Lake with four turnovers, Holcomb with five. Silver Lake, their 10th state tournament appearance. Third place a year ago. Only the second time in school history they've made it to state back-to-back years. Last year, going 20-6. Right now, their current record's 20-6. Heading into this first round state tournament game against Holcomb. 25 seconds to go before halftime. 18-14 Silver Lake in a very quick-moving second quarter. A low-scoring affair. Neither team fouling too much. Inside it goes to Brown. Brown steps in and scores. He just flicks it up with his right hand. His defender went for the steal and just came up short of getting it. 18-16 Silver Lake can hold for the final shot. 5 seconds to go before halftime. Brooks, he's got to go. I don't know if he's aware of the clock. Dane checks it. Silver Lake has nothing going. Dane shoots it from almost a half court and just short. Well, the Eagles offensively didn't seem to be aware of the clock situation and didn't get off a good shot at all. Halftime, Silver Lake 18, Holcomb 16. And stay tuned. We'll have our halftime show coming up in 2.5 minutes on the Silver Lake Channel at 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home. Transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction. Concrete by design.
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571. And start building your financial game plan today.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wade Gersher back with you from the Salina as it is Silver Lake 18, Holcomb 16 in a 3A boys state quarterfinal on 96.9 The Pulse on the Silver Lake Channel. And we're glad you tune in. Brought to you by Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company. It is the Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. It is time for halftime stats brought to you by Socorro State Bank. Serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century, Socorro State Bank can assist you with financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. Silver Lake down 5-0 early. Then they scored the next seven, went up 7-5, led by as many as five at 12-7 to the Eagles. So they went on a 12-2 run after being down 5-0. But Holcomb scored the final five of the first quarter, tied at 12. Back and forth, low scoring second quarter. Silver Lake scored 6. Holcomb just 4 points in the second quarter. Halftime, Silver Lake 18, Holcomb 16. Holcomb, 3 points from Brady Sullivan, as that was a three-pointer. So Holcomb actually made 2 3-pointers. Aiden Brown with 9 points and a three. 2 points for Brady Dennison, 2 points for Austin Sullivan. And Holcomb with 5 turnovers did not attempt a free throw in that first half. Silver Lake 4-6 on the line, did not make a three. Had 4 turnovers. They're led by Drew Womack with 8 points, 2 3-point plays. Dane Johnson with 6 points, 4 points for Grady Burton. Halftime, it is 18-16. Silver Lake lead over Holcomb. Back in 2.5 minutes here on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center. And a reminder, there will be a show pig sale online this Sunday. To learn more, call 816-261-7153.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Big thanks to our title sponsor here on the Silver Lake Channel, Sports Investment Partners in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. Stay tuned. We'll have the Mammoth Play of the Game. Brought to you by Mammoth Sports Construction, the player of the game, sponsored by I Got Cards in Silver Lake, the assist of the game made possible by the Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, and our skilled sales bringing the hardwood block of the game. That's all coming up yet later today in our postgame show on the Silver Lake Channel. Earlier today, the Rossville girls losing to Ellenwood 55-48, ending their year at 15-11, first time in the mid-state 20 years, gave the one seed all they could handle, Riley Dick with 31, but it wasn't enough. Here at Silver Lake, boys leading Holcomb 18-16, the 5 versus the 4 seed. Later tonight, 2A girls on 92.1 KMZA Valley Heights, 7 seed versus Mound Ridge, the 2 seed. Axtell boys winning already today, 1A Division 2 over Hutch Central Christian. Final of that one was 68-44, Axtell boys 26-1, the number 1 seed. Tomorrow we got 4A boys action. Atchison, number 2 seed against McPherson, the 7 seed at noon on 93.7 KARE. 1A Division 1 girls, Centralia versus Quinter from Salina at noon on 92.1 KMZA. 2A boys, St. Mary's against TMP at 2 o'clock here on 96.9 The Pulse. At 4 o'clock from Wichita, 2A boys, Rossville, Tion Vereen Academy. That's at Friends University. Also, 1A Division 2 girls, Lynn against Argonia, 8 o'clock tomorrow night from Wichita. And then we'll have the Silver Lake girls, the third game of our triple header tomorrow on 96.9 The Pulse. And that'll also be on the Silver Lake channel. Lady Eagles, the 2-seed, Heston, the 7-seed, 6-5. And that's where I'm going to play you tomorrow evening. And also the Hanover girls are in action coming up tomorrow at 6 o'clock in NYA Division 2 girls against Mariducene Valley. Silver Lake 18, Holcomb 16. The second half is on the way after this two-minute timeout. This is high school basketball from the state terminal, Silver Lake Channel, 96.9 KOZA.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. We start the third quarter. Season on the line for both teams. You win, move on to the semis. You're guaranteed two more games. You lose, your season is over. 18-16, Silver Lake, the 5-seed, Lean, the 4-seed, Holcomb. Longhorns being patient offensively in the white jerseys, black numerals outlined in the orange with the black trim on the jerseys and the side of the shorts. They have the ball moving to our right. Looking inside for Brown. He catches. Kicks it in the corner, near side. This is Denniston. Wrap around pass to Brown on the block. Slips through, fires it far corner. Johnson has all day to line up the three, and he swishes it. Morgan Johnson with a three-pointer. That's the third made three for Holcomb. And Holcomb back in front, 19-18. In that first half, Silver Lake shot 7-19 for 37%. Holcomb 7-25 for 28%. Neither team shot the ball well at all. Explains why they... The first half score was very low at 18-16. It's now 19-18 Holcomb, under 7 minutes to go, third quarter. Once again, no shot clock in postseason play this year, Class 3A. Here's Kruger from about 25 feet, shoots it short. There's the high school line, there's the college line, and there's a pro line here. Underneath it goes to Brown, and a bump and a foul call from behind on Bergman, and Brown beat Bergman to the spot. So Grady with the personal. That's his second and the first foul for Silver Lake in the third quarter. Silver Lake 20-6, Holcomb 21-5. But Holcomb has a longer road trip to get to Salina than Silver Lake, because Silver Lake is over 250 miles away from Dodge. That's where Holcomb would have loved to have been. Here's a three missing by Sullivan. Rebound, good rebound by Miller with a nice block out. Back the other way, Dane spins, puts it up, and can't get it to go, rolls off the cup. Nice pass ahead to Brown for Holcomb in transition, and then knocked out a play by Hunter Rooks, hustling back for Silver Lake on D. Rebounding first half, 15-13 in favor of Holcomb. Silver Lake had no offensive rebounds. Four for Holcomb. That's after Silver Lake had 20 offensive rebounds in the sub-state final against Perry LeCompton, and 9 offensive boards from Grady Bergman all by himself. 6:11 to play, third quarter. 19-18 Holcomb, their first trip to state since 18. Looking inside, now they skip all the way across to the far corner. Goes to Johnson, driving into the lane. A little flip of the wrist, a floater, but they're going to wave it off. Foul before the shot for Denniston off the penetration. And it's on Camden Krugel with a hand check out front. That's his first, second team foul. Silver Lake making their 10th state appearance. They made state 69-70, 80, 81, 82, three straight years. 92, 2013, 2017, and last year and this year. As Johnson pokes away and steals it away from Corbin Johnson. Dane Johnson with the steal of Corbin Johnson. Silver Lake won it all in 81. They're fourth in 70, fourth in 2013, third in 82, and then third last year. Hunter Rooks has it. Flips it over to Womack, who had a big first half with 8 points. He averages 3.5. He had 2 3-point plays. Womack picked up the dribble in some trouble. Rifles it over to Rooks. Rooks back to Womack. Womack had 2 3-point plays, and now he's fouled. A lot of reaching by Brady Sullivan. Easy call for the official, and that's his third foul. Not a good foul that far away from the bucket, especially when you have two already. Blake Mader is in for Holcomb, also in Luke Time. Inbounds to Kruger in front of the Silver Lake bench to our left. Inside it goes. Dane has some room. Goes to work against Brown. Brown walls up. Dane steps through. Brown called for the foul. Dane so good at being crafty, creating some contact. Brown with his first, second team foul. Fouled in the act of shooting, so Dane will shoot a couple of free throws. Big thank to Haven Krentz running our camera. Liam Gershon running our scoreboard and our graphics and highlights on the Silver Lake channel. He's been streaming all year long. As Dane Johnson hits a free throw, he's now 3 for 3 from the line. He has 7 points. Brady Bergman is in. Hunter Rooks gets a breather for Silver Lake. And couldn't do the Silver Lake channel without all the great sponsors. Schwartz Investment Partners, Dockery State Bank, Mammoth, I Got Cards, Next Gen Cattle Company, Skilled Saws, Air Construction, Risk by Brian, Silver Lake Community Foundation, Integrity Insurance, Silver Lake Booster Club, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, and CarStar. As Dane makes both free throws, he has 8. Silver Lake is back in front, 20-19 in a low-scoring contest. And now going all the way down the boulevard, but missing the layup is Denniston. As the seas parted, but Denniston missed the bucket. Miller fakes the three, goes baseline, puts it to the cutting Womack. Womack, power dribble, leans in. Oh, he missed the left-hand layup. Back the other way comes Denniston for Holcomb. Both teams missing layups. Underneath, bounce pass to the cutter, Tyne. Miller hits the deck as Womack. He scoops it up in one motion, diving to the floor to Kruger. Back to our left. Miller flips it up, and it's a little bit short. Well, both teams just struggling to get any kind of flow and rhythm offensively. Holcomb's hit 3-3. Silver Lake has not made a triple, and now a foul called on Denniston. He split two Eagle defenders. You can take your pick on who the foul is on. On Drew Womack, that's his first, third team foul. 3A boys bracket, Collegiate Wellsville play tonight at Friends University at 8 o'clock. Collegiate, the favorite to win 3A. They are really, really good. They've dominated competition this year. Winner of this game will get either Collegiate or Wellsville for the semifinals Thursday in Hutch at 6 o'clock. Here's Brown rising and firing and missing the three, skimming off the 10. Rebounded by Mason Van Vactor, checked in a sophomore off the bench for Silver Lake. Kane Johnson to Grady Bergman. Grady leans in. Brown takes the charge. And Coach Kruger kind of thinking it's a flop. Brown's a pretty strong guy. I don't think Bergman is, I mean, no offense to Grady Bergman. Grady's strong too, but to move Brown as built as he is, 5 feet with a little shoulder rub, that was a good job by Brown to sell it. That's the third for Bergman. And the 14 foul for Silver Lake. Bottom half of the 3A bracket, it is Henson against Scott City tonight at 6 o'clock for Burns University. That's the defending champs. Burlington awaits the winner of that one. Burlington won today in Emporia. That game played at noon to beat Heritage Christian 59-44. Crazy that we have state games on a Tuesday at noon. That's part of the new format this year. A three by Johnson missing for Holcomb, and a push and a foul called on the Longhorns trying to get the offensive rebound. And Luke Tyne with the personal. That is his first, third team foul on Holcomb. So 20-19 Silver Lake. Not a lot of points in the second quarter. 6-4 in favor of Silver Lake. And here in the third, Eagles have 2 points on free throws and a three-pointer for Holcomb. That's it. Johnson, and he's fouled. No, a jump ball called between Johnson and Austin Sullivan. It's still Silver Lake basketball. Eagles couldn't believe that was a jump ball. It was a quick whistle. We saw a quick whistle on a jump ball by the officials in the Roscoe girls game about a minute ago that wiped off a bucket, and it was a very quick whistle for a jump. Here's Womack. Womack turns, and a blocking foul is called on Corbin Johnson. That's his second, trying to sell the charge. Well, Coach Krieger said they like to take charges or try to take charges, and that's exactly what Coach Novak and his team is doing here in this third quarter. 3:50 to play in the third. 20-19 Silver Lake. Been a dogfight thus far. Dane posting up Corbin Johnson. That's Johnson versus Johnson. Dane spins, turns, leans in, puts it up and scores. Dane Johnson using all the moves in his toolbox to score. Aiden Brown out front, 22-19. To the near wing, it goes to Tine. He shoots the three. That one in and out. Rebound on the deflection to Hunter Rooks. Here come the Eagles. Dane Johnson, far sideline, moving to our left. 3:17 to go in the third. Eagles by three. Dane plays it out to Rooks. Swings it over to Van Vactor. Left of the key extended. Picked up by Mader. Back to Rooks, the junior point guard. Krause in the game, a sophomore. As is Van Vactor, who's a sophomore. You got three guys from the bench on the floor right now to go along with Rooks and Dane Johnson, who are starters. Krause fakes the three, drives all the way to the cup, and he's fouled. Good aggressive take off the dribble by Krause. Scouting report is to get Krause off the three-point line. He pump fake, got off the three-point line, but then attacked the goal. Second personal foul on Aiden Brown. 15 fouls. So Krause to the line, an 84% foul shooter. Free throw up by Kaysen, and it's good. His first point of the day. 23-19. Silver Lake's biggest lead has been 5. Holcomb's biggest lead has been 5. Holcomb scored the first 5 of the game. Silver Lake went on 12-2 run, go up 12-7. It's been nip and tuck ever since. Second free throw by Krause. That one rims out. Dane had the rebound. And then last touch by, apparently, Dane. So 1 out of 2 from the line for Krause. 23-19, Silver Lake. Under 3 to go in the third quarter. Aiden Brown turns, leans in. Had it blocked. I think Dane got a piece of that. Is it Dane? Looked like it. Here's Mason Van Vactor. Back over to Dane. That's a nominee for the skill sauce block of the game. Dane Johnson with the right-hand dribble. Picked up there by Aiden Brown. Great matchup between those two. Now Hunter Rooks. Brown being physical with Johnson. Rooks in the corner. Krause a three. It's up and away. Off the heel. Ball loose on the deck. Loose ball foul called on Mason Van Vactor. So Van Vactor with the personal foul. That's his second. Fifth team foul. Now put Holcomb to the line. So both teams are in the double bonus, the final 2:17 of this third quarter. You're listening to the Giant Communications, JB and Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz with you on the Silver Lake Channel and on 96.9 The Pulse, along with our studio engineer, Megan Sturton. We figured this would be a close, hard-fought, tight game, and has not disappointed. The free throw rims out for Austin Sullivan, a 60% foul shooter. Brown has 9 to lead the way for Holcomb. Nobody else has more than 3. Holcomb averages 65 a game. They're stuck on 19. Silver Lake averages 65 a game. They have 23. Dane Johnson with 10. Drew Womack with 8. That one also rims out. Womack up high for the rebound. The 2 missed free throws for Austin Sullivan. He has his twin brother Brady on the team. They both start. They're both, of course, seniors. They're twins, of course, at the same age. They both play guard. Both 5'10". Dane leans in, puts it up, doesn't go. Ball rebounded. Whoa, what a rebound there by Brown for Holcomb. One and done for Silver Lake. Eagles haven't had too many second chance opportunities. A dangerous diagonal pass, but a nice catch by Sullivan. He goes baseline, wraps it back out to his brother Austin for 3. It's short. Rebound. Corbin Johnson blocked by Dane again. And then Johnson tries to save it, and Dane catches it in midair on the baseline. Corbin Johnson thought he might be able to save it off of Dane's leg, but Dane was ready for it. And then Dane is thrown to the ground, and there's a foul, and that is on Corbin Johnson. That is his third. And Dane to shoot 2 free throws. So Dane Johnson with a couple of block shots. Chance to get the skilled sauce hardwood floor and Topeka block of the game. And the senior all-league, all-stater, all-time leading rebounder, all-time leading scorer, bounces in the free throw. He now has 11, 5 for 5 from the line. 24-19, matching the biggest lead of the day for the Eagles. Austin Sullivan checks out for Holcomb. Second free throw, Dane, nothing but nylon. He has 12, timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout, I believe. So we'll take a one-minute timeout here on 96.9 The Pulse from the Silver Lake Channel.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz back with you. High atop the bleachers at the very top here in Section 308 at the Tony Pizza Event Center in Salina. Silver Lake on a 7-0 run. They lead 25-19, 1:25 to go in the third quarter of this 3A boys state quarterfinal. Winner goes on to the semis Thursday in Hutch. Take on the winner of Wellsville Collegiate to play later tonight in Wichita. Here is Brady Sullivan. Flips it out to Denniston. Denniston drives, takes it to the cup, blocked with a late whistle and a foul called. It looks like Krause got a clean up high. We'll see who the foul is on. It is on Krause. Well, I'll tell you, that looked pretty clean from up here. Granted, we're a ways away. Free throw up and good by Denniston. He averages 15 a game, just under 15, 14.8. He's been held to 3 points so far and just one field goal. He was the state cross-country champion in 3A this year with Denniston, a four-year starter. And he rolls in the second. 25-21, Silver Lake. That timeout, by the way, was called by Coach Kruger and the Eagles a moment ago. So they have four timeouts remaining. Three timeouts left for Holcomb and head coach Chad Novak, who's won two state titles as a head coach. And now a foul on Mader, and that means refs will shoot free throws. Mader with the first one, that's his first. Hunter Rooks to the line. Hunter has only attempted 19 free throws. He's made 15. He is shooting 79% from the line this year. Free throw on the way for the junior point guard, the general, the captain. Sets up the offense, rattles in the free throw. Hunter averaging 5.7 points, 3.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists. He's shooting 48% from three. They made 22 out of 46 threes. Second free throw up and pure as silk. Hunter calmly hits a pair of free throws. It is 27-21. Silver Lake, their largest lead of the game. Aiden Brown flips it over to Mader. Posting underneath. This is Cranston. Cranston slipping and a bump is called on Camden Kruger. Cranston looked like he was on skates. He was slipping around, and not once, but twice. But gets bailed out by the call there. There was a bit of contact by Kruger. That's his second. So a lot of free throws all of a sudden here in this third quarter, and Cranston swishes the first. Cranston, 6'2 sophomore, averaging 5.5 points, 3 rebounds, just a 40% foul shooter. That's 2 early fouls. He misses the second, and rebound comes out to Camden Kruger. Stripped away. Camden dives on the floor, as does Holcomb. And now there's a scrum at midcourt. Dane Johnson also on the floor. Jump ball on the arrow goes to Holcomb. Holcomb now could hold for the final shot of this third period. 34.8 remaining. Crossbow girls losing earlier today. 55-48. Great year for head coach Derek Dick and the Lady Bulldogs going to state for the first time in 20 years. And coach Derek Dick's daughter Riley had 31 points in her final game in high school. She's going to play at Rockhurst next year. Yeah, she was terrific today. 27-22. Dennison trying to drive, whips it into the corner to Corbin Johnson out front. This is Aiden Brown, tries to turn the corner. Good help defense by Hunter Rooks. Holcomb running down the clock, 12. Brown launches a three. Don't know about that shot. That's an air ball and out of bounds. And Coach Novak immediately points to his head, points to the clock, and says to his player, Aiden Brown, we didn't need that shot. I mean, there's 10 seconds to go. We didn't need to shoot a three. We wanted to hold for the last shot. And Brown checks out, as does Corbin Johnson. That could be a huge thing because now the Eagles have 9.6 to work with. Didn't look like they were even going to get a chance to shoot a shot. Clock management. Here's Kruger. Fakes the three. Steps in. Leans. Banker good by Camden Kruger to close out in the first quarter. And Silver Lake has their biggest lead of the day in this quarterfinal, 29-22. Back with the fourth quarter in 1 minute. This is high school basketball, 96.9 The Pulse of the Silver Lake Channel.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner and Liam Gershner, Haven Krentz with you, along with studio engineer Megan Sturton. We start the fourth quarter, 8 minutes to decide who moves on to the 3A state semifinals in Hutch on Thursday at 6 o'clock, and the loser done for the year. Kruger, open three, on the way, yes! It's the first made three of the game, and Camden Kruger nails it. The Eagles up 10. It was just a matter of time. The Eagles, no threes through the first three quarters. 10-point lead. Corbin Johnson tries to answer. His three is short. Rebound, Aiden Brown. He puts it up and in. Aiden Brown with 11. And it's 32-24. Silver Lake, full court pressure being applied by Holcomb. That's just a token man-to-man. Camden Kruger jogs up the floor across the timeline from right to left. Flips it over to Krause. Krause in some trouble. Double team. Finds Kruger. Camden far sideline. Plays it out front to Hunter Rooks. Well beyond the three-point line extended. Now to Grady Bergman. Starting five out there for Silver Lake with the exception of Joe Miller. Krause is in his place right now. Hunter Rooks over to Camden Kruger. 8-point lead for Silver Lake. 6:48 to play. Kruger underhands at the Rook. Silver Lake just playing a little keep away right now. Spreading the floor. Holcomb chasing, playing man-to-man. Rooks, reverse pivot dribble. Hands it off to Dane Johnson between the ovals. Over to Kaysen Krause. Zips it over on a chest pass to Kruger. Picked up there by Sullivan. Now Dane Johnson goes to work against Sullivan. Leans in, and we've got a blocking foul. Was the official, I think, was trying to decide what he wanted to call as he waited to make the decision. He delayed for a while before he made the call. But he called a blocking foul, the chagrin of the Holcomb faithful. And that foul is on Sullivan. They've got him with three. I had him already with three. Krause to Dane Johnson. First team foul for Holcomb. Dane, a little crosser, finds a seam all the way to the hoop, lays it up and in! Dane Johnson with 14, and the Eagle lead is back to 10 again. Well, Holcomb's trying to take charges. They're coming over late, and underneath the bucket, you're not going to get a charge. There's that restricted arc underneath here at the event center. Wild scoop put up there by Corbin Johnson with a force, and Silver Lake corrals the rebound. Dane Johnson, cross half court, being bumped, ridden, and eventually they say take the saddle off. Corbin Johnson called for the personal. I've got him now down with four. We'll see if that's what they've got down below at the scorer's table. Well, the three-pointer by Camden Kruger, after hitting the shot to close out the third quarter, five quick points for Camden. 34-24, Silver Lake with the lead. Oh, inside, wide open, cross the feed to Griffin for the next in assist possible pass of the game. That was a sweet pass. And wide open was Bergman. Back the other way, wide open is Brown. And a timeout is called by Holcomb. We'll take it as well. Silver Lake by 10, 5:36 to go in the fourth. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at State.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. 5 minutes and 36 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Silver Lake 36, Holcomb 26. Here's the full court pressure. They trap Kruger. Kruger's pass goes off the shin of Bergman. Bergman then dives on the floor along with the Longhorn player, which is Brady Sullivan. Jump ball and arrow to Holcomb. So in essence, that turned into a turnover by the Eagles. Holcomb has two timeouts remaining, two full timeouts. And Silver Lake has four of their timeouts left, two fulls and two 30s. Brady Sullivan inbounds it. Denniston's been very quiet, averaging 14.5. He's got 4 points. Brown has 13, close to his average. He catches it top of the circle. Now Denniston, guarded by Kruger. Switched out. Dane Johnson guards it. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Going baseline, Tyne. Pass tip. Goes out to the corner. The three off the mark from Austin Sullivan. And the rebound to Hunter Rooks. And neither team shot the three very well. Holcomb's made three threes. Silver Lake just one, but it was a big one by Camden Kruger. Dane Johnson trapped. Finds Hunter Rooks. Rooks flips it to Bergman. Oh, long from the left hand layup. They double Dane, and the Eagles make them pay. Bergman with a great shot by Silver Lake, moving without the ball. And now this one blocked, but a late whistle and a foul call. Late whistle, but there was contact. He got him on the head on the follow through. Our officials, Todd Lee, Tim Cashiro, Rodney Paulin. It was the follow-through. It did get him across the head. That was a good call. Initially, it looked clean. 38-26, Silver Lake, their biggest lead of the game. That foul was on Drew Womack, his second. First team foul for the Eagles. Two team fouls on Holcomb in this fourth quarter. Free throw swished by Brady Sullivan. He hit a three-pointer early in the game. Second free throw. This one also good by Sullivan. 58% foul shooter, full court pressure. Now, wait a minute, the ball, yeah, it hit there on the inline, so it can't be a turnover, knocked away. 38-28, Eagles in the maroon jerseys with the gold Eagles on the front, gold numerals and the gold trim. Dane Johnson inbounds it, Rooks gets it to Kruger, Silver Lake breaks the pressure from right to left. Bergman back to the trailer, Kruger, now Dane Johnson has it near the half court circle. Being hounded there by Luke Tye. Holcomb aggressive man-to-man. They're down 10, 4:35 to go, and there is no shot clock. You can play great defense for a minute, but that would be a win for the offense because the shot or the game clock is their friend right now as Dane is fouled out front by Luke Tye. Now keep this in mind. Silver Lake is, as a team, shoots 72% from the line, and they've got the ultimate closer, their star, Dane Johnson. Dane tonight has 14 points, 6 of 6 from the line. Drew Womack with 8 points, 6 in the first quarter, had a couple three-point plays. Grady Bergman started to heat up. He had a couple layups. He has 8. Dane trying to get it into Womack, a little bit behind him, and a turnover, but then Holcomb can't catch it cleanly, trying to save it to Sullivan. He does. Great job to the other Sullivan. He flips it up. He can't get it to go. But Austin Sullivan gets his own rebound off his own miss. Here's Tyne. Can't shoot the three. Puts on the floor. Drives to the hoop. Counted and a foul. tying with the basket and a chance for the three-point play. Silver Lake with the turnover and not giving Holcomb a little bit of life here. Fouls on Hunter Rooks. His first, second team foul. Jason Krause is in. Drew Womack going out. 38-30 Silver Lake. Free throw up and Tyne rolls it in there. Tyne with his first points of the game. Here's Rooks against the pressure. And stolen. And Sullivan lays it up and in. Well, Grady didn't come to meet that pass. Timeout called by Silver Lake. 38-33. Turnovers by the Eagles against the full court pressure. Holcomb back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Silver Lake 38, Holcomb 33, 4:02 to go fourth quarter. Holcomb on a 7-0 run in the last 60 seconds. Helped out by a couple of Silver Lake turnovers. That last turnover, Grady Bergman stood and he didn't come back to meet the pass. Thus it allowed a turnover. Here's Grady Bergman out to Dane Johnson against full court pressure. Any kind of pressure, you really got to come meet the pass. And then a defender might run in, so you get called for a foul. You're the first to get to the pass, but you can't wait on it. Now Dane Johnson poked away for a moment and a foul called on Holcomb. That's their third team foul of the fourth quarter. It is on Cranston, I believe. That would be his third, and it is. So still a foul to burn for both teams here in the fourth. Played all the way out front to Camden Kruger, far sideline on the City of Salina logo. Eagles with the ball to our left. Hunter Rooks, couple of dribbles, being pressured there by Austin Sullivan. Sullivan a senior, Rooks a junior. Here's Grady, bounced it right off his foot and out of bounds on the near sideline. Grady kicked off at himself. And Silver Lake having problems with this aggressive pressure by Holcomb. And now they have a little bit of momentum and new life after being down by 12. They're only down 5. There's still 3:26 to go. Not only have they gone the 7-0 run, but they've done it very quickly. Bounce pass to Brown. Tyne, open, 3, right of the key. That's an air ball and out of bounds. Trying to save it was Denniston. Well, Tyne had a good look at it. Title sponsor on the Silver Lake Channel, Schwartz Investment Partners Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. And you are listening to the Giant Communications, JB and Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile, right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade, Liam, and Haven with you, along with studio engineer Megan Sturton. I can tune in, 96.9 The Pulse. Camden Kruger, double team, pump fake, gets it to Bergman. They reverse it to Rooks against this pressure. Here's Bergman. Bergman ahead to Rooks. Bobs it ahead far side to Johnson. You have 10 seconds to get across. Silver Lake took about 8. Dane backs it out. Being pressured there by Denniston. Well, when you get to this level of the season, it's good to have your star player, and that's Dane Johnson. You want him to handle the ball. Dane comes to meet that pass from Bergman. Back over to Rooks. So if you're Silver Lake, you got to play to win. Don't play not to lose when you have this lead. I know you want to milk some clock, but you still want to be aggressive and get some points. Dane Johnson has in the near corner, front of the Silver Lake bench. He angles back out to the right, veers back left with the dribble, finds a crease, steps in, off-balance banker, misses, a little bit strong. Holcomb has numbers, bounce pass ahead, layup, rolls off! Man alive, and now Sullivan tied up or a travel. Who's it called? Rooks was tied up there underneath. Jump ball? No, they say Rooks traveled. But Silver Lake very lucky that Sullivan missed a layup. It curled off the rim. Corbin Johnson Aiden Brown back in after a short breather. 2:23 to go in this game. Silver Lake trying to hang on, clinging to a 5-point lead. Step through, shot up, no. Foul was on the floor. We're not in the NBA where you get the continuation or even college. So, fouls on Camden Kruger. That's his third. 13th foul, Silver Lake. 14 fouls on Holcomb. 2:17 to go in the fourth. Silver Lake 38, Holcomb 33. Brown inside, lays it up and in. A 9-0 run, 38-35. Here's Dane Johnson. Rooks skips it across into the front court to Krause. Now back to Camden Kruger. Camden dribbles out of pressure. Gets it to Bergman. Bergman back to Camden Kruger. A 9-0 run. Now a foul called here on the near sideline on Austin Sullivan. His second 15 foul. Well, we said Silver Lake, they shoot as a team 72% from the line. Hunter Rooks will do the honors. He'll get two free throws. Hunter this year, 79% foul shooter. Free throw up, rattles it in. He's now 3-for-3 from the line. All three of his points coming from the stripe. Leads the team in 3-point field goal percentage at 48. Womack is in. Krause is out. That's more for defensive purposes. Krause more the offensive threat. Womack more of a defensive player. More size, can help you rebound. As Rooks makes two clutch free throws. Silver Lake is up 5. 40-35, minute 47 to play. Brown trying to post. They're looking for him. He catches it. Womack hooks away from behind, and it's taken to Kruger. What a play by Drew Womack! He didn't see Brown coming, and then Dane is body checked there at half court. And he gets two free throws. I could see Drew coming all the way around, and I'm like, I wonder if Brown sees him. He didn't. And Womack came all the way around and poked it away. Not only poked it away, saved it far sideline, threw it back in as he's jumping out of bounds to a teammate. And eventually it leads to a foul. Dane Johnson to the line, and he misses the first free throw. Dane, 6 of 7 from the stripe. That foul was on Aiden Brown. That's his third. Silver Lake shooting two free throws the rest of the way. 1:32 to play. Second free throw by Dane. He switches that one. He has 15. 41-35, it's still a two-possession game. Minute 28 to go. Holcomb has only made three threes, but they're capable of lighting it up. Sullivan giving room. Dane flew by him. Sullivan left it short. Good box out by Kruger, and it was Silver Lake ball as Brown tipped it out. Boy, terrific box out by Camden Kruger against the bigger Brown, 6'3". Dane Johnson, Camden Kruger, Hunter Rooks, Grady Bergman out there for Silver Lake, and also Drew Womack. We have a timeout on the floor. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll take it as well. Back in 30 seconds on the Silver Lake Channel on 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. We are live from the 3A state basketball. I would say the tournament here in Salina, but it's just a quarterfinal game. There were all kinds of classes playing here today. But it is a state quarterfinal, 3A boys. Silver Lake, minute 18 to go. They lead 41-35, and they have the ball. Dane Johnson ahead to Drew Womack. Drew's been fantastic tonight. Made a huge defensive play a moment ago. Helped his team get a point. Cutting to the middle of the floor is Rooks, and Bergman was fouled here on the near side as he made the pass. Fouls on Denniston. That is his first. And so Grady Bergman to the line for two free throws. Grady on the season, a 74% foul shooter, coming off a gigantic game in the sub-state final. 17 points, a career high. 15 rebounds, a career high. Huge double-double against Perry LeCompton. He calmly buries the free throw. He has 9. He's been double figures 5 times this year. That makes it a 3-possession game, 42-35. Holcomb has struggled shooting a 3, just 3 makes from downtown. Silver Lake's only made 1 from beyond the arc. Welcome to Shot a Lot More. It's Pimps from Beyond the Arc as Bergman hits both free throws. He has 10, 43-35, minute 5 to go. Here's Corbin Johnson into the paint, leans in, missed the layup, rebound Dane Johnson. Dane now trying to clear it out, has two Longhorns around him, and he's finally fouled. And the Eagle fans, they can smell victory now. 54.2 to go. Holcomb jumped out to a 5-0 lead to start the game. Silver Lake went on a 12-2 spurt, led 12-7. We're tied at 12 at the end of one. Silver Lake led 18-16 at halftime. Eagles would go up 29-22 on a bucket by Kruger to beat the buzzer at the end of the third. Pushed that lead up to 12 at 38-26. But a 9-0 run made it 38-35. With 2 minutes to go, but Silver Lake has regained control of the game. Dane makes the first, second one on the way. This one he left short. Dane makes one out of two. He has 16 points. Quickly down the floor, Denniston puts up the off-balance shot. Will not go. Ball fought for. It's loose. Ricks had it, and he's bumped and hits the deck. And I think we have a loose ball foul called on Holcomb. Silver Lake leading 44-35. Last year, they knocked off Lakin from the GWAC in the first round, then lost to Goodland from the GWAC in the semis, beat Galena for third. This year, Silver Lake, it looks like they're going to beat a team from the GWAC in the first round of state in Holcomb. Deep knee bend, Hunter's free throw, up, good. Rooks knocks it down. He has five, all from the stripe. 45-35. Second free throw for the junior point guard. It's on the way to our left, and Hunter switches that as well. Perfect 6-6 in the line. 46-35, Silver Lake with 44 seconds to play. Mater, out front, three-pointer, up and away by Brady Solon. Missed everything, wide left. Comes to Brown, though. His pull-up, Jay, rolls off from 15. Out of bounds, last touch by Kruger and Bergman on the baseline. It remains with Holcomb with 30 seconds to play in this game. Silver Lake on their way to the state semifinals on Thursday at 6 o'clock. We'll have it for you on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel. Pass knocked away, stolen by Kruger. Holcomb with 9 turnovers, Silver Lake with 10. And now Coach Kruger says don't worry about shooting it. Coach Novak says don't worry about fouling, although they will trap here and then they do foul. So Kruger will get to shoot some free throws. Well, Holcomb, first trip to state since 2018. Last year, they lost in the sub-state semis to Beloit, went 16-5. 2 years ago, 14-8, lost in the sub-state semis to Goodland. 3 years ago, lost in the sub-state semis to Colby. 4 years ago, sub-state semis to Hugoton. Finally got through that level as Kruger misses the free throw. He's 0 for 3 from the line tonight. So they finally cracked through, make state the first time in 8 years. But it'll be a one and done for the Longhorns and Silver Lake for the second straight year. We'll move on to the 3A state semis. Henry Eisenbarth, Miles Fisher, Lane Ray, Mason Van Vactor all checking in for Silver Lake. Dane Johnson done for the night. He finishes with 16. Free throw, Kruger. He's able to knock that one down. He has 6. The Womack really gave him a spark early on. Rooks with 6 to end the night. 10 for Bergman. 12-point lead with 12 seconds to go. 47-35, Silver Lake. Also in the game, Ian Van Pelt for Holcomb. And then Ryan Wickwar throws up a wild shot of freshman and knocks it down to close out the scoring. And the Silver Lake Eagles, for the second straight year, moving on to the 3A state semifinals. They knock off the Holcomb Longhorns today in Salina, 47-37. Stay tuned, our post-game show to come. We'll go through all the numbers and more as Silver Lake improves to 21-6. Holcomb ends in here at 21-6. Your final, Silver Lake 47, Holcomb 37. Back in 2.5 minutes on the Silver Lake Channel, 96.9 The Pulse.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth builds the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to Salina at the Tony's Pizza Event Center as the Silver Lake boys moving on to the 3A state semifinals as they will be in the semis for the sixth time in 10 state appearances. They made the semis in 1970, 1981, 82, 2013, and last year, and now you can add 2026 to that list. Their sixth state semifinal, and of course, two wins now away from a second state championship in school history in boys basketball. The Eagles are now 21-6, and it's time to give you all the stats here. Our postgame stats brought to you by Stock Grower State Bank, serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century. Stock Grower State Bank can assist you with financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. Silver Lake was down 5-0 to start the game. Scored the next 7 points, went on a 12-2 run, led 12-7. Holcomb would tie the game with a 5-0 run to close out the first quarter at 12. Second quarter, not a lot of offense. Silver Lake outscoring Holcomb 6-4 in the second stanza, and the Eagles led 18-16 at half. And then the third quarter, Silver Lake was able to go on a 7-0 run after Holcomb hit a 3 to take the lead 19-18. The Eagles a 7-0 run, led 25-19. Camden Krueger then. It was 27-22. Holcomb was trying to hold for the final shot, but Aiden Brown shot a 3 with 10 seconds to go in the quarter. That was an air ball, went out of bounds. That allowed Silver Lake then to get the final shot. Camden Krueger banked it in to beat the buzzer, and that gave Silver Lake a 7-point lead. Silver Lake would push that lead all the way out to 12 with about 5 minutes to go, 38-26. Holcomb then applied the defensive pressure full court, and that caused some problems for Silver Lake. Holcomb with a quick 7-0 run that turned into a 9-0 spurt. And 2 minutes left in the game, Holcomb was down by only 3, 38-35, but Eagles are able to make a few plays down the stretch and, of course, hit some clutch free throws. Drew Womack with an outstanding steal from behind on Aiden Brown, who was posting up. He didn't see him. The great help defense by Womack. Then he jumped out of bounds, saved it far side to a teammate. Eventually, Dane Johnson got fouled. He ended up hitting a free throw that made it a 6-point game with about a minute and a half to go at 41-35, and the Eagles go on to win it 47-37. Silver Lake with 10 turnovers in the game. Holcomb with 9. Holcomb was 6 of 9 from the line. Silver Lake 20 of 26. Silver Lake made just 1 3 all night long. That was by Camden Krueger. He finished with 6 points, 1 of 4 from the stripe. Holcomb only made 3 threes tonight. 4 points for Austin Sullivan for the Longhorns. 5 points and a 3 for Brady Sullivan. 4 points for Brody Denniston, who came in averaging just under 15. He had just 1 field goal today. Luke Tyne with 3 points on a 3-point play. Ryan Wickwar, a freshman, a bucket there at the end. Cooper Cranston with a free throw. Corbin Johnson averages 8, was held to 3, and Aiden Brown led the way with 15, just slightly above his 14.5-point average as Holcomb ends their year at 21-6. Silver Lake, meanwhile, they improved to 21-6. They're led tonight by Dane Johnson with 16 points, 10 in the second half, 8 of 10 from the line. 10 points for Grady Bergman, 6 of those in the second half. 8 points for Drew Womack, claimed 2 3-point plays in the first quarter. He ended up with 8. We mentioned that great defensive play. 6 points for Hunter Rooks, all from the line. He was 6 of 6 from the stripe. 1 point on a free throw for Casey Krause. Camden Krueger finished with 6 points, including that bucket to close out the third quarter and a 3 to start the fourth. He was 1 of 4 from the line, but did hit the 3, his 47th of the year, and that was the only 3 of the night for Silver Lake. So the Eagles get the job done here tonight, winning by a final of 47-37. Huge thank you to all our sponsors that make it all possible here on 96.9 The Pulse. And once again, a big thank you to Giant Communications and JB and Telephone Company, sponsoring our Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Network. But we want to thank all of our sponsors, Bob Choice Financial, Stock Growers State Bank, Silver Lake Booster Club, Next Gen Cattle Company, Hawk Legacy Group, Mammoth Sports Construction, Silver Lake Animal Health Center, Giant Communications, Community National Bank, Rika's Cattle Company, Lamerson Construction, Integrity Insurance, Game Plan Financial, Allstate Insurance, Brian Green Agent, Bob Janitorial, Giant Communications, Chris Gross Construction, and Morton Buildings. So here is the broadcast schedule that we have for you. Coming up here in just a little bit from Salina, it'll be Valley Heights against Mound Ridge on our sister station, 92.1 KMZA. Valley Heights, the 7 seed, Mound Ridge, the 2. 1A Division 2 boys, Axtell against Hutch Central Christian. Axtell won that earlier today, 68-44. They move on to the state semifinals. That was on 92-1 earlier today. Rossville girls fell earlier this afternoon to Ellenwood, 55-48. Rossville's the year 15-11. Coming up tomorrow, we've got 4A boys, Atchison, the 2 seed against McPherson, the 7 seed. A scary first-round game for Atchison, who's only one of 2 undefeated teams left in 4A, Rock Creek the other. That'll be at noon on 93.7 KARE. Also tomorrow, from Salina, Tony's Pizza Event Center, 1A Division 1 girls, Centralia and Quinter at noon on 92.1. 2A boys will be right after that on 96.9 The Pulse. St. Mary's boys, the 5 seed, against TMP, the 4 seed. 2A boys at 4 o'clock tomorrow on 96.9 The Pulse will be Rossville versus Breen Academy. Rossville, the 7 seed, offering from Wichita Friends University. And then we'll have the third of our game of our triple header on 96.9 The Pulse tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Pregame about 5:45. Silver Lake girls, a 2 seed, against Heston, the 7 seed. That'll also be on the Silver Lake channel. So, Silver Lake boys victorious today. Rossville girls fall. Valley Heights girls yet to play. The Axtell boys victorious. So we have a couple of area teams moving on to the state semifinals. We're going to sign off here on 96.9 The Pulse. For all of you watching on the Silver Lake channel, we are going to go through all the awards, the player of the game, and so forth. I can tell you, we can actually do that here on the radio as well. Our I Got Card Silver Lake player of the game goes to, we're going to go with Drew Womack. Drew Womack, 2 3-point plays, 8 points, well above his 3.5-point average, gave him a spark early in the game, got him going on the right foot, and then had a couple of big defensive plays in the fourth quarter, including the one that I referred to. So Drew Womack is our I Got Card, the Silver Lake player of the game. We'll go through all the other awards. We'll have our replays and our highlight of the game, the Mammoth play of the game, and more on the Silver Lake channel. For those of you listening on 96.9 The Pulse, thank you so much for tuning in. We've got 3 more games for you tomorrow, as it'll be St. Mary's boys at 2 o'clock, Rossville boys at 4, Silver Lake girls at 6, on a very busy day, state tournament action on 96.9 The Pulse. The Road to Glory, brought to you by Giant Communications, JB and Telephone Company, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Big thank you to Megan Sturton running everything back in Hiawatha. Your final score for the final time, Silver Lake boys knock off Holcomb to move on to the state semis. Your final from Salina, Silver Lake 47, Holcomb 37. Good night from Salina.